Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. Glad to have you joining us this evening. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee, but I'm talking to you from Redmond, Washington. So sit back, get relaxed, and listen to this great show that we're going to have this evening, taking this wonderful cosmic journey. And the one that will be leading us in the journey this evening is Charles Rubin. He's been on the show many times. He's one of our favorites. He is a numerologist and a dream interpreter and an author, and he's written a lot of books. He's got a new book he's going to share with us this evening and what he's been writing lately. So we're excited to hear about that. But before I bring Charles in, I want to tell you about some of the shows that are on every week on the network, and we're getting ready, it seems like, to add more shows, so get ready for some good things. Of course, I'm the first show on Monday at 6:30, Cosmic Contact Show. Tuesday is the I Am Well Show, that's at 8 p.m. The Night Search Show is at 9:30 p.m., all Central Standard Time. Wednesday is the No Show at 7 p.m., the Laws of Material Wealth, Personal Development, that's at 8:30 on Wednesday. Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly, and that's at 5:30. And that is out of New York, so you might enjoy hearing what he has to say. On Friday, the Searchers Roadmap Show is at 1 p.m., and also the Dream Vision 7 Show is at 10 p.m. on Friday. On Saturday, the Soul Town, the Sound of Music broadcast is at 3 p.m., and Sunday, again, is the Dream Vision 7 show at 3 p.m. So you've got a list, a lineup of all the shows that we have throughout the week. And so be sure and listen in. But, of course, we always want you to listen in to our show. And, again, it's every Monday, 4:30. That is Pacific Coast time. And it is at 6:30 Central Standard Time. So we are going to have a great show this evening. And before I bring Charles in, I want to tell you about him. He, like I said before, is a numerologist and a dream interpreter. And he is really excellent. He's done readings for me and Annie, too. And everybody he talks to just really get a lot out of his readings. So be sure and call in and see what he has to say. And even if you just want to get your personal year number, you'll really like how he shares that. But his readings, his numerology readings, are channel readings, and they're very positive, they're very accurate, they're very uplifting. So you would love one of his readings. He also has your personal, again, number for the new year, so he can share that with you. Charles is a best-selling author and a writer. And he brings a lot of humor and laughter to the show. And when you hear him talk, and you'll love what he does share with us. But be sure and check out his web and all his publications. He's got a lot of things going and continually creating more things happening in his life. And so if you have a question, you can call in 347-838-9142. And Annie, the moderator, will get you in. And he's got, again, some great books. So check out his website, go to his bookstore, and see all the good things that he's offering now. Okay, well, let me bring Charles in, and let's see if we can get this show on the road here. Hi, Charles.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Anybody home? Knock, knock.
We're here.
Okay, hi.
How are you? So anyway, I know you've got a lot of great things to share. And before we We talked recently, Charles, about a lot of things, but also I know people are probably tired of hearing about it, but I would like to hear maybe about the numbers, what they have to say about the people that are running for president, you know, and if you see maybe one has got better numbers for the presidency than the other, or, you know, I don't know. I know you've been studying that.
Well, you know, I haven't done their numbers, which is really strange. I would imagine they have some eights in there because that's money, power, and prestige. But I haven't done, I just never thought of it. But I want to do them, but I don't know their birth dates or anything. Do you know them?
No, I don't. But
no,
that
you don't send them birthday cards?
No, I didn't send them cards. But
you don't send Trump a card?
I know, really. He is my fave.
Pam,
can you tell?
I can tell you something about them from channeling a bit. You know, and what this country is up against right now. This is probably the most important election of recent years. I would imagine probably in the last 100 or so years, because the world is changing so rapidly, and whomever gets to be the president has to really deal with that. I think we'll all agree. Well, not maybe all of us, but I think a lot of us will agree that you know, Obama has done a good job. Best that, you know, could have been done under the circumstances, really, having inherited a White House that was just full of problems, and a world full of problems. But I think, you know, I don't believe Senator Sanders is going to be part of the, you know, involved much longer. And I think he was probably maybe the best of the three candidates, you know, because he didn't have an agenda as the others do. He didn't, you know, he appeared to be just really concerned with the country. But I would say that Hillary Clinton, with a very, very checkered background, has the mind of a president, has the brain that is necessary to deal with, you know, drastic measures. Our greatest presidents had to have that kind of mentality. Franklin Delano Roosevelt during World War II, you know, had an ability to really move ahead, push ahead, in order to achieve certain goals. And some of those things that he had to do were, you know, most of us could not have done. We just could not have done. And I would say that, you know, Harry Truman had to deal with a lot of that as well. And could not have dealt with the end of World War II in the manner that he did, where he had to make a decision, you know, to kill many, many, many Japanese civilians versus having our own soldiers massacred in Japan if we had to invade that island. It's really who can deal with some of the most extraordinarily you know, destructive forces that are on the planet today, in a way that achieves peace again. And Hillary, and I'm not saying I'm for Hillary, I'm not saying I'm for Trump, I'm not saying for anybody actually, but I'm just saying that Hillary has that kind of mind. She has that kind of thinking. It doesn't come along very often where a president comes to the White House equipped with that kind of thinking. Whereas Mr. Trump, is described as a very refreshing change from all the rhetoric that has bombards us, you know, all the hopeful rhetoric. It's the hopeful rhetoric that everything's going to be great. We're going to, you know, if I'm elected president, I will do this and this and this and this. And we've heard it so many times, and it's got rather old. I think that Donald Trump has taken a fresher view, even though his way of expressing himself is, you know, not really, you know, you would call polite or tactful. But I think this is what a lot of people are asking for. They're asking for a new approach that is not full of the same old words and the same old promises and the same old this and the same old that. However, does he have the mind of a president? Does he have the experience? Does he have the ability to really make very, very important decisions that can cost the lives of who knows how many, millions maybe? Can he do that? And is it a good thing to be able to do? So these are some of the questions that I think people should be asking themselves before voting, because just because somebody is forthright and gives a fresher view is not enough. It's not enough. We have to listen to the messages of experience. What experience? And how can we as a country deal with such outside forces as ISIS, you know, and terrorism and the kinds of things that did not exist even 50, well, they did, but not to the extent they do today, you know, even 50 years ago. So that's what, you know, in channeling what would be the appropriate answer, I would say that there are elements in both camps, but we have to go with the stronger of the people, and which one is the stronger of the two candidates. That's what we have to look at. Who can handle the next 4 years and create, you know, as much as possible, a peaceful world? So that's my take on it.
Or I agree.
The probably guided take,
yes,
on that.
No, I do agree with you, and I think you're right, and I have thought the same thing. We want someone that can handle the stuff that's there and, you know, keep it from exploding, I guess. But I did get a little tag from Annie saying that she did get the birthdays of the presidents. Would you be interested in knowing what they are?
Say that again, please.
I said Annie said she did get the birthdays of the president, of the candidates.
Oh.
Would you be interested in those?
Well, if
now?
We have the birthdays, it would be fine.
Yeah. See, let me get her to come in. Annie? Hello? Hello there.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Well, what I did is I just Googled their birthdays and on Google, and it came up with Hillary. It came up October 26, 1947.
October 26, 1947. Okay, and what about Donald Trump?
Huh?
Annie?
Yes.
Do we have Donald Trump's as well?
Donald,
yes. Trump. His is June 14, 1946.
Okay. Oh, and he's just about to have a birthday.
Yes. And Bernie Sanders was September 8, 1941.
Okay. The thing is, I think we should just do Mr. Trump and Miss
Hillary.
Senator.
Okay.
Senator.
Yeah.
Me
too.
Clinton. Okay. Let us see now. Okay. So let's see. 20, 30, 40. Well, okay. I won't do all the numbers, but I'll do their birth numbers, and it's both interesting. Donald Trump's birth number is 4, and 4 is the 1-to-1 relationship, and he certainly had a few of those. So he probably succeeded in treating all his wives well. I think he's had 3. I don't know, maybe, or is it 4? And all his wives have all been taken care of and done well and so on and so forth. So he succeeded in doing that. What he's doing this year, however, okay, what kind of year is he in now? So I'm going to figure that out. 20, 30, 20, 22, 23, 29. He's in a two-year. He's just going into a 2-year, and that's a balance year of the. Let's see. Let me make sure. 20, 22, 23, 29. That's right. So he's in a 2-year. This is a balance year for him of the masculine assertive, feminine creative, work play. Balance time. Those are the things he should be doing. It seems to me he's working an awful lot. He just came out of a 1-year, which is new beginnings. So that's when he started his campaign. But now he's gone into this 2-year, and how that will affect him, I don't know. You get the feeling sometimes, every once in a while, he says he wants to quit the race, but of course that's probably manipulative to get people to scream, "Oh no, no!" It's kind of interesting that he would be in a 2-year. Hillary Clinton, her birth number is 3, and that's a balanced number of the body, mind, and spirit, and she certainly seems to be a very balanced person. She seems to be. And this year, right now, she's in a, let's see, she's in a 36, 38, 39, 44. She's in an 8-year. 8 years, money, power, and prestige. She's going to be in this until September, a month before her birthday. So money, power, and prestige, she certainly has the backing. She has the power. And she has, in many cases, the prestige. So, of given the two, I would say that Hillary, just from her numbers, has a better chance at getting into the White House. That's what it seems.
Okay.
If I do, I don't want to waste our time doing Bernie because I don't think he's going to make it. But if you want me to, I will.
What number is his birthday? What does it come to?
Okay, his birthday is his 9.
September
8, 17, 17, 17, 27, 28, 32. He's in a 5. He's a 5. His number is 5. It's funny. We have 3, 4, 5 here. 5 is change. It's change what you don't like. Move on. So that's what Bernie's about. That's what his birth number is. And I may as well do, since we did the other part, we'll do this part too. 17, 19, 20, 25. So he's in a 7-year. Well, that's a year, kind of like a year that people go within. They go within and they think about, their lives and what they want to do. So I don't know that he's decided what he wants to do yet when he grows up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he's decided, because a 7 is that kind of thing. It's also a lucky number. It's also a mystical number. And it's a balanced number of the 7 chakras. So that's the kind of year he's in. Of the 3, I would say that Hillary's numbers, her balanced number, that which is at 3, that is a birth number, and then her 8, which is the year she's in right now, support her moving ahead. And whether she will make the right president or not, we will find out. And whether Mr. Trump makes the right president, we will find out. We'll find out. I think we're going to miss Barack Obama. I think we're going to miss him.
I think we are too.
For his rhetorical skills, which Mr. Trump does not have, being able, you know, being able to be diplomatic, being able to talk to foreign heads, and you know, we don't know that Donald Trump won't, you know, say, you know, rather insulting things. You know, when you go to a different country, you have to be versed on what not to say, because what you could say it in this country, but there it could be a great big insult. You know, translation is very iffy. It's very, very delicate. You have to know what you're going to be doing and how to say things. And I don't know if that would work with Donald Trump. You know, he could just march in there and say some really, really insulting things, and then, you know, find us in a big jam. So. So that does, you know, but with Hillary,
okay.
And I'm not saying if I'm for Hillary or Donald Trump. I mean, I'm not, because I'm not even decided yet. I mean, but I think I side on the side of Hillary Clinton. You see, also about Hillary, she has some rather unsavory things that have happened in her past, but. Like a lot of great generals and a lot of great presidents, they had them too, and they forged ahead anyway, you know. So that's also part of that brain power, not to succumb to you know, to past failures. So that's, you know, that's where this seems to be. I mean, it's conclusive in that Hill, from the numbers, Hillary has the best chance of all.
Okay, all right.
And
all
I think
right.
I'll make a lot of
I'm
people happy and a lot
that.
Of people unhappy.
I know. Well, we'll just see. It is one
we're
of
gonna,
those.
You're going to find out who's going to be in there, and then we have to give our support. You know, then we have to give our support. To whomever it is, but I think it's going to be easier to give our support to Hillary Clinton than to Donald Trump, because again, he, you know, he's refreshingly articulate, but some of the things he says are just they're warmongering type statements. You know, look at the people in this country. One thing I want to say about him, though, is that. He is right when he says the press has been biased against him. A great deal of journalists, you know, have really made a case against him. But if you ever watch him on late night television, he seems like a great guy. You know, he seems very straightforward and friendly and smart. So don't believe the press either, because we don't know. We don't know what their agendas are.
That's right.
I'm getting all that from guidance.
I know you are.
I don't have a clue,
Mike. Good.
We have to, in California, we have to vote tomorrow, you know, in the primaries.
Well, all right. Well, I hope your vote gets it and wins.
Let's see what happens.
A good vote.
Let's see what happens.
Well, thank you. Well, Charles, when you were talking about, you know, this is your personal year, well, I am in a personal year of number 3, and I have my birthday. So, but when I go into next year in number 4, I feel like that 4s are not a great number. What is it about a 4 number? 3 is like love number, friendship, stuff. What the 4 is like, responsibility and...
Well,
and
no, 4 is the one-to-one relationship, which is the hardest. Well, that's the hardest task we have, is having a good one-to-one relationship. Look at the divorce rates, and you know, and all those situations where people who are in relationships, in one-to-one relationships, where they really are struggling with. dealing with the other person. We're meant to have a partner. The main reason is, of course, to have children. But then in later years, you want to have the companionship. You want to have the fun and the support, Well, you want that all along anyway, of course. But just to be with someone who's on the same page as you can never really happen, because it might happen, for the first 7 years, but then people change. And that's why I feel there should be a new kind of marriage ceremony that's legal, where after 7 years, you can say to your partner, well, you know, it was fun in the beginning, but then it turned out to be not so great. And, you know, and I want out now. And the other person says, well, I agree, you know, and it's all very friendly. Everybody, you know, and then you can, or you can say, okay, well, this has been great, and I would like to do it again for another 7 years and see what happens after 14 years. But otherwise, legally, you could get out of your marriage contract after 7 or 14 or 21, because those are the years where people seem to really split up, you know, split up. It's not like they do it just because it's the 21st year. It's been building up to that. But that's when everything explodes and they decide to get out. So that's what I would like to see that. Then people don't feel trapped, you know. They know that if it doesn't work out, okay, fine, everything's okay. Nobody's angry. Just didn't work, and you still have lots and lots of years to find the right person. Although you can never find the right person for very long, because as I say, people change. Every 7 years, we go through 7 year cycles. Our bodies change, our attitudes change, behaviors. Everything changes. Every cell in your body changes. So everything that you liked and thought fabulous in another person at the age of 21 will not be the same at 28. Sorry. And if there are any people out there who disagree with me, I think that's great. If you happen to be in a relationship where that has not happened. But if you ask people, when did they decide to have a divorce, they'll say after 7 years, or 14, or 21.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that 7 years after my marriage, I wanted out of it. I didn't ask for a divorce till after it'd been 10 years, and by then it was like, felt so like Miss Water under the bridge, but it didn't work out. So I spent a few more years waiting for my children to grow up, you know, so I could feel good about leaving. Anyway, glad you shared that. That is so important to know, and we do need to know that.
Well, it was a 98-year-old man, a 96-year-old woman who went to court to get a divorce, and the judge wanted to know why they waited so long. And the gentleman said, well, Your Honor, we were just waiting until the children were dead. I know it's kind of a gruesome joke, but that's why people stay together, you know?
I know.
They stay together for the children.
Well, my children didn't want me to get a divorce from my husband, so it wasn't just me and my husband, it was my son especially. But anyway, it worked out, and it's okay, and I got my kids raised, and they're great children, so what else could I ask for, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Okay, we have got three people online that want to ask you a question. Now I think it's the fourth
Okay.
one. Okay,
all right.
Let's bring the first one in. I'm with Michelle, and she's from Canada.
Hi, name Michelle.
Hi, there. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Your name again?
It's Michelle.
Michelle. Okay, Michelle. Hi.
Hi. So what's the best thing to do? Give you my birth date or?
Well, let's figure out what you're doing this year so that we can ascertain what's happening that way.
Yes. Okay, please.
All I need is the day and the month and the day.
Okay. Okay. So it's December 29th.
Okay. So, all right, I'm just figuring this out real fast. 29, 41, 43, 44, 49. So you're in a 4-year.
Okay.
Let's see. Make sure. Just make sure. 12, 29, 41, 43, 44, 49. Okay, so you're in a 4-year, and as we just discussed, the four. Are you having I shouldn't ask you that. but it appears you might be having some problems in the 1-to-1 area.
I've been single for over 2 years.
I know, but you don't have to be married to have a 1-to-1.
Okay. No, yeah, I haven't dated anybody for a couple years.
Okay. But you with your husband, the former husband, was it at least in the beginning exciting and thrilling and wonderful?
Yes, the common laws that I have. I've never been married.
Oh, not married, but I mean in a relationship. You know, I don't even look at when I say married, I don't really mean that. I mean a relationship.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. But you've had two of those kinds of experiences.
Yes.
Okay. So are you going to have it again?
Okay.
Do you have your eyes on somebody?
No, I do not.
Does somebody have his eyes on you?
Not that I know of.
Okay, I'm getting that somebody... Do you work in an office?
I'm actually unemployed right now.
Okay, when you work, do you work in an office?
Yes.
Okay. Are you looking for a new job?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, keep those peepers open.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm getting that there might be somebody coming along for a wonderful new relationship, and it doesn't have to be a marriage one.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't think that you're too thrilled to jump into another marriage.
Yes, definitely not going to happen quickly. That's for sure.
No. So no. What you're looking for is fun companionship and love. Not exactly that order. The other way around. Love,
yep.
Companionship, support. And you have a great sense of humor.
Yes.
So use it. Use
okay.
it. You were given this through adversity in earlier life.
Yep.
Where you had to laugh at stuff because otherwise, you know, it was hard to cope with it all.
Okay.
So I think you could probably do stand-up.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. You might want to look into that.
Okay.
Yeah. So everything looks rosy. And in November, a month before your birthday, November 29th, you'll be going into a 5-year, which is change. So you'll be able to do whatever you want in that year. Change this, change that.
Okay.
You know, the only thing you can't change is other people.
Yes. Yes, after 41 years, I figured that much out.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
Well, happy everything to you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Michelle.
Okay, have a good evening.
You too. Bye now.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, that was great. Well, if anyone wants to get in touch with Charles, you can reach him on go to his website, www.innerlight.org, or you can call him at 707-769-9808 and get a fabulous full reading with him.
Yes, and actually the telephone number and my email address are probably the best. And the email address is crubin, crubin, 1244@gmail.com. So those are the two ways that people usually get a hold of me.
Okay, say it one more time. C. Rubin.
1244. At gmail.com.
Okay.
I also have email. I also have AOL if you prefer that. Whatever.
Okay. crubin1244@gmail.com. So everybody make sure you write that down and call Charles. Okay, well, let's just move right along, Charles, and let's bring the next person that's waiting online. Her name is Felicia, and she's from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hello, Teresa from Nashville.
Felicia.
Felicia from Nashville. I think there's a Teresa there, too. I got them mixed up.
That's fine. Thanks for taking my call.
Not at all.
My birthday is April 25th, 1969.
Okay, so April 25th, 1969, right?
69, yep, April 25th.
Okay.
69.
Oh, it's 1969. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Let me just figure this out. 29, 39. Oh no, I'm doing it the wrong way. Okay. Let's see. 29, 31, 32.
How many cycle?
Okay, so you're in a 10 year. I mean you're in a 10 year, yes. New beginnings with experience.
New beginnings, yes.
And that started in March, a month before your birthday.
Yep.
And so is it something about a house or a living, like apartment, new house, new moving, anything like that?
I'm ready right now. I do put out in the universe that what home that I want to buy, my husband and I want to purchase, but we haven't purchased one yet.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's very, very strong, coming through your guidance, saying that. You know, when you buy a house, the minute you walk into a house, you know whether it's your house or not.
I agree, 100%.
And I don't think you've found that yet.
Nope.
No. So... keep searching. You'll find it. It's waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Your house
we
is waiting for you.
Yet. Okay.
Well, when
we
you
haven't
do,
looked yet.
Okay. When you do, you know, the minute you, even when you're getting out of the car, you say to yourself, "Oh no, it can be a gorgeous house. You know, it can be,
mm-hmm.
be just fabulous looking." But you say, "Oh no," and then it could be like a little hut, and you say, "This is this is what we want. We love this." You know, it's mm-hmm. funny. It's funny how you know houses are so personal.
Mhm.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Oh, how soon? My husband is out of state. I know everything is going good. This is a new year, new thing for me. And you know, everything spiritual is everything starting to begin again for me, and it's going so well. And I know things are falling in place, and I'm just receiving it all. But my husband is out of state making money to help us get along what we need to do. How soon, because I put it out to the universe, he comes back home when I go visit my family in July. Do you see in July
How soon will he come back for good?
Yes, for good.
Okay. Well, he's a good man. He's a good man. He knows, he's very responsible. And he just wants to make sure that you're, you know, doing what, you know, that everything is, that you're being taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know that. Do you have children?
Yes, but our daughters, our son is the youngest and he's 21.
Uh-huh. So, okay, so they're not exactly living at home, but it doesn't matter. He's very concerned. Oh, he is? Okay.
He is. Yeah, he's going to college.
You know, I didn't even mean to say that. I meant to say that he was over the age of, you know, being dependent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but I'm not living at home. Is he planning to move out?
Well, he's going back to college. See, that's where we're paying off his tuition, and he'll be starting college. His junior college semester in the fall when it comes.
Okay, so it
fall.
Wasn't exactly mm-hmm. wrong about him not living at home. He'll be
you're
living
right.
in college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just listen to what they tell me. You know.
Yeah.
So
you're right.
Yeah. So what is the question about him?
I just want to see when he will come home. Will we be finished paying off our son's tuition? Well, they owe $1,300, and I figure we'll be done with that by the end of this month. And my husband will be coming home with me when I go visit. We're going to visit for the 4th of July, where I used to stay in Wisconsin. And I want my husband to come home with me.
Oh, and stay home with you. I mean,
stay home.
Like you want him permanently back there.
Yes, no. Have
yeah,
to go
you
want to
you
want to
suffer. You want to suffer, don't you? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Some of the best marriages are the ones where people live out of different states, different countries. You know, but
help. I'll give you that. I'll tell you that it did help for us to separate because we've been together for like 24 years and 16 married. It did help for him to leave, and I was glad of that.
Yes. Well, the guidance never tells an untruth. I mean, that's what was coming.
Amen.
You know. Yeah. But you feel that now that that time has passed, and everything that there can be some really good coexistence.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
I miss my husband.
Yes. Well, you see, I mean, this is all working out beautifully, and. And you and he are bound to have just the most wonderful time together.
Okay.
Yeah. So nothing to worry about.
Okay.
Yeah. So Felicia, very good talking with you.
Thank you.
And if you're ever interested in a full reading, you know, I just did one of your numbers. You have four others.
Mhm. Okay.
All right.
I will get your email, and I will like so I can be able to save everything on my phone. Thank you.
Okay. All righty.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Well, now that was a really good sharing. I love everything you say, and, you know, that's what this show is all about, Charles, is helping people have some peace of mind about issues that's going on in their life, and we all do every day. Things come up, but just to know that you're in a good year, things are going to flow, things are going to work good. You know that's so important. But and that we don't know, and then we get you
we
on
don't
the
know.
Show.
Yeah, we and it'd be nice if we had more of a hint now and then. But the thing to have is faith and trust, hope. Those nice words. And just see things working out. A lot of times people, you know, they don't believe that just by a mental discipline of seeing things in a positive way will gain them much in the way of a happy future. They think they have to do all sorts of other things. They don't believe in just the universal. You know, the universal laws that we have working for us, and so when people think, well, I can do this myself, I don't need any of that. The best thing is to have a combination. You know, also believe that it's going to work out, and then also help it work out.
Well, I think you're just so right. It's all about having faith, and that, you know, we have to find ways that we build our faith, too. Okay, let's bring the next caller in. We've got two more. Okay, this is Evan from California. Hi, Evan.
Hello.
Evan?
Hi, it's Yvonne.
Yvonne. Okay, I love that name.
We've got all the names wrong this time.
I had a dream about the number 888 being in the sky, and I just wanted to know, what does that mean?
Well, it was 888?
Yes, it was just floating in the
sky. 3-8. Wow. Well, that comes to 6, and 6 is a spiritual number. Do you have somebody in your life who you feel you have to take care of?
My daughter, I guess. Yeah.
Is she a child or older?
She's a child. She's only 7 months.
She's 7 months?
Yes.
Oh, well, I guess you do have to take care of her.
Yes.
Put her to work. I don't know what, you know, these babies, I mean, they come in and they just lie around. But do you have somebody else that, you know, is dependent upon you in some way?
My mother sometimes and my boyfriend.
Now the truth comes out. Now the truth comes out. So your boyfriend, do you do things for him that he should do for himself?
Sometimes I give him money. Sometimes he gives me money. So we go back and forth. We help each other.
Okay, but do you find yourself helping more?
Yes.
Do you find yourself being like a mother figure?
Just financially, I don't see myself like cooking for him a lot. No, he eats out, so. No,
okay,
I just say financially.
Okay, because I think what the dream is saying is be careful of codependence.
Okay.
You know, and do you belong to like a Bible group or something?
No.
Or any kind of religious or spiritual group?
I go into this Bible chat room. I think Waka.
That's what I'm getting. Okay. You know, I said Bible study, but it was something, but Bible came through very strong. Okay. Well, you know, this is good. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's been a message that has come to you, and you know that you want to, you know, spend more time in a rarefied, spiritual or religious, what is the word I'm thinking of? Well, okay, space.
Okay.
You want to feel that wonderful support, which is very, it's very lovely for you to have. And so that's also part of the 6 years, very spiritual, that's a very spiritual dream because it comes to six. The fact that you have three eights leading up to the six is also interesting because eight is a really fabulous number. But I'm not getting that the number eight is the essential part of this dream. I'm getting that the six is. But eight, just for your information, is lovely because it's money, power, and prestige. There's no reason why the dream can't also be by saying that these are things that would be coming your way as well, if not already there, you may have been experiencing them anyway a million years now. That's always a very pleasant, nice thing to know. But I believe the dream is really saying, be careful of overdoing it with the compassion, the caring and support of another person, where that takes the place of them caring about themselves and taking care of themselves. You know, there's a downside to compassion. You know, and people say, you've heard it said, somebody's in a jam or somebody's having a problem. Well, put yourself in their shoes. Well, I'm saying, be careful before you put yourself in their shoes. Investigate a little bit. How did they get in that mess? You know,
uh-huh.
It was a financial situation or whatever, or they had three wives or a bigamist or something like that, and then you're feeling compassionate toward them. You know, this can hurt you in the end. That then becomes something that can make you feel sad, unhappy, worried, all the above. You need to always examine what the person did. How did they set it up? Because we set up everything. We set up all our lessons and tests. We set them up. Nobody else. And it's nice to say, oh, you know, I tried to help this person. What is the person helping that him or herself? That's really the key. I'm getting from the dream that you might be doing more than your share.
Okay.
And this is not to make it sound like this is something that you have. This, you know, it's just something to watch. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah. So thank you so much for coming on the radio, on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and if you'd like a full reading, just let me know.
Okay.
I'm selling readings today.
Okay.
I'm hawking readings.
Yeah. Please get a reading with Charles. He is so great. You're going to love every second of it, I promise you. And it's worth the cost, everything. He's excellent. And I've had quite a few readings since I've been doing the show from different people. Charles, we got one more lady. Her name is Donna,
okay.
And she's from California. Let's bring her in because we've got about 9 minutes left, so you can talk to her.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Charles. Hi.
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 What is your name?
My name's Donna. Hi.
Okay, Donna. Okay.
My birthday is April 22nd,
1954. Wait, April 22nd, 1954. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just work this out now.
Okay, thank you. But I'm doing
what you're doing this year. That's right. Okay, so 26, 28, 29, 34. You're in a 7 year. A seven is a multifaceted year number. It's a number that talks about balance of the seven chakras. It's a going within year. It's a year where, pardon?
Oh, yeah, I've been meditating every day for an hour. Yeah.
Well, you only have to do 20 minutes.
I know, but if
you want
so
to do
it
an hour, you can. I'm just saying the energy at 20 minutes is the same as, as an hour.
And then it becomes an hour for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay, then that's fine. I'm not telling you not to, but I'm just saying it. 20 minutes will do it if you want. If you're in a rush, 20 minutes will be fine. Okay, so let's see. What else about the seven? Seven is a balanced number of the seven chakras, and you have one chakra. Well, everybody seems to have a problem with the chakra, the solar plexus chakra, which is worry. And anxiousness. Do you find yourself being anxious about stuff?
Yeah, I take that calm stuff, that magnesium citrate at night, so I sleep, and it does very well. Otherwise, I'm kind of anxious, and I had insomnia, but it's helping, yeah.
Yes. Well, your guidance is saying that it's really a good idea for you to understand that you can conquer that by the breathing exercises, from the lower abdomen, breathing, actually the hour long, I'm being told the hour long meditation is very good for you because it'll calm you more because you have a higher quotient of anxiousness than a lot of other people. Do you find that to be true around your friends and family? Well, they'll say to you, calm down.
Yeah, maybe sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's not a terrible thing. I mean, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Mm-mm.
But I think you do have hyper energy. Hyper energy is not energy at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the opposite. People think when they're hyper, they're walking all around, they're doing all this stuff, all these activities, blah blah blah. But no, it's just the opposite. It's the opposite of having any energy. And that's what brings up the anxiousness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So relaxing. The meditation is good. I don't know if you're closing down at the end, forming your hands into fists at the end and seeing yourself in a huge circle of light.
Oh, I'll do that.
Because you're a receiver. You're a receiver of other people's energy.
Yeah.
And other people... And other people's energy can be pretty ruinous. So if you don't close down and you bump into these people on the street or in an office or at home or whatever, and their energy, their sort of unbalanced energy can trigger yours, can trigger you. So make sure that you close down at the end of that hour, Because at the end of that hour, you're wide open. And if you just leave the meditation, get up and do stuff, go out, whatever, you're wide open for everything else, everybody else's energy. Sometimes it can be good energy, you know. But a lot of times it's negative energy. People are worried, people are this, people are that. So make sure that you have all it calls for is to close your hands into fists at the very end and see yourself in a huge circle of protective light. The light is protective. And it'll always protect you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Really? Any other questions?
Will money situation get better for me? Because, like a part-time job or anything like that, or will I get a relationship this year? Because
I think once you're a little bit less worried, because they don't want to lead you into a situation with that perhaps could set off some sort of, you know, unhappiness. They'd like you to be, you know, calm and collected. And then anything can happen.
Yeah.
So it's worth it to just, you know, chill out and give yourself a break. You don't give yourself any breaks.
Right, but I'm doing that lately. I am giving breaks.
Yeah.
So that's
give yourself big breaks. Yeah. Big breaks.
Yeah. My brother bought me a ticket, and I'm going to stay with a friend, and she's on the beach in Hawaii for 3 weeks.
Oh, that sounds too frantic to me.
I know.
Lying on a beach. Oh, my God. That's just so much energy there taken away. No, you'll have a great time. And if you would like a further reading, just let me know.
Yeah, I will. Okay. Well, thank you, Charles. I appreciate this. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Well, Charles, before we end this evening, I want you to tell us about your latest book that you've written.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Well, let me first mention that I'm the author of Don't Let Your Kids Kill You, which is a guide for parents of drug and alcohol addicted children. So this book is helping many, many parents. And not only, you don't even have to have children. It's anybody who's in your life who's giving you a problem. If you look on Amazon and look at the reviews, They're most amazing. Okay, but my new book is a comedy novel, well, comedy, tragedy, murder mystery. It's pretty sexy, too. And it's called Leaning on Thin Air. And it takes place in 1969 in Boston, and it was during the Vietnam conflict. And it takes place in an advertising world, the world of advertising. Well, 1969 was not quite the apex. It had just passed the apex of the advertising revolution, where advertising was so innovative, and the people creating it were artists. Now, of course, all you have to do is look at television and see the commercials are not anything like that, or print ads. But so it takes place in that world, and you learn a lot about that world, which is no longer. I don't know if it's why you'd want to learn about something that's no longer, but it's interesting. So the novel has been called really wonderfully written, extraordinary story, plot, amazing the way it works out, I've been told that this is it, and as the author, I can only agree with those compliments. So,
okay.
So it'll be out in April. August. It'll be out in August. So keep an eye out for it, you know, and. So there you go.
And you've also revised your dream book, haven't you?
And the dream book is the work of my late wife, Betty Bethards. And this is a new edition. It came out in April. Maybe that's where I'm getting April from. Came out in April. It has many dream symbols. So when you how to use the book is that you ask for a dream before you go to sleep. You write it down. I will dream. I will have a great dream, and I will wake up refreshed, and I will have and I will I'll write down the dream, and then when you write it down. All you have to do is open the book and look for the symbols. Like if you dream about a cat, it means, be more creative. If you dream about a house, the house is you. Is it small? Is it large? Is it run down? Is it a mansion? Is it that will indicate where you're at, because we are all things in the dreams. We're the house, we're the car. If you're in a great car and if you're driving, is it a good thing? If you're not driving, it means you're not in charge of your own life. That's not a good thing. So. Dreams reflect our waking life. I think it's 7 years of our lives. That's not wasted time, but it's wasted if you don't take advantage of the free help that dreams provide. That's what they're there for. They're there to tell you what to do, how to make a happier life, give yourself more time and fun and everything like that. So the book is called The Dream Book by Betty Bethards, and it's also in Kindle or whatever, electronic. It's in your bookstore. It's $16.95. It's the best $16.95 people can spend. Other than Don't Let Your Kids Kill You. No, I'm just kidding. They're both worldwide bestsellers. And you'd benefit by both of them. Even if you don't even have children, as I say, you might have a boss or a neighbor or somebody like this. It really, really helps to know how to deal with them.
Okay, well, I think that's great, and thank you for writing those books, and we appreciate everything. And
thanks for promoting.
One more little question, though. When
yes.
you're talking about a car, if you're not driving your car, then you're not in control. Well, I dreamed the other night about a friend of mine came to visit me, and at the end of it, he got on a motorcycle and left. Now, can you tell me what that meant?
That was a dream?
He went by and said, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a dream where somebody came to visit and then left on a motorcycle?
Yeah. I was talking to him. We're having a great
Well,
visit.
Motorcycle, you're on a motorcycle. We're all the people in the dreams. So even if
okay.
it looks like somebody else, it's you. And what it's saying
okay.
is balance.
Oh.
Yeah, any two-wheel vehicle would be a vehicle to balance one's life in a dream. And
right.
you have
I'm
great
bad.
Balance. And don't think you don't. And the dream will just be for 24 hours. It's not forever. It's for that next
okay.
20. It's for the 24 hours around the dream and the
okay.
following part of the day, but it's not forever. So you could look at the day, what that day was like, if you felt unbalanced or something like that. And the dream is just saying, make sure that you are. Because balance
okay.
is the key to everything. Yeah.
It is everything. Well, Charles,
yes.
I'm so glad I asked you that, because I wonder what that meant. And I just thought, well, he just wanted to go by himself, and he wasn't going to take me with him.
Well, you did go with him because you're him.
I am. That's right. We went together and didn't even know. That is hilarious. Thank you, Charles, for this evening.
Oh.
What a wonderful show. You are the best. And I want
Thank
you back
you.
On really soon. And everything you shared, everybody loved it. So just keep doing your angel work out there. And we will have our next week. We've got Jackie Boyd. She's a quantum mystic. She's been on before, so be sure and check with us next Monday at 4:30, that's Pacific Coast time. Annie, did you want to say good evening?
You
yes.
have a great evening.
Everyone have a great evening and a great week. And Charles, what a great show, and thanks for the insight on the prospects for president.
Right.
Yeah. So that was
I think you should be the
too.
President.
I would love
right.
to be the president.
All right, I'm nominating you. I'm nominating
okay.
you.
Me too.
So
I want Amy
a lot of things
president.
Would change.
Okay, all the listeners, nominate, you know, we have to nominate her and get her in the White House. Pam for president.
Pam for president.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll just let you be our vice president, Charles.
Well, have a great week.
You too. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye now.